It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. Now, Langdon Nature Reserve is the largest inland reserve managed by Essex Wildlife Trust. The Nature Reserve occupies some of the highest land in the county and has some commanding views and offers miles of excellent walks where abundance of wildlife can be enjoyed. At the end of May, they'll be holding a plant sale to raise funds for the Nature Reserve. And here to tell us all about that and more is John Allen. Welcome, John.
Good evening, afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for coming along. So, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about the reserve and what it has to offer?
Well, the reserve, in fact, has a lot to offer. First and foremost, of course, it's a wildlife reserve. And the variation in wildlife is huge because of the geography and the geology and the history of the site. But apart from the wildlife, it's a huge attraction for walkers. Yeah. Particularly dog walkers, and also it has some immediate facilities at the centre. It's a brand new centre with a smart restaurant and a gift shop, and the shop also obviously sells things like nest boxes and birdseed and that sort of thing. Yeah. It also has a conference centre with its own little community garden, and it has a community garden elsewhere in the reserve.
Right.
And it has a Bishop's Potter trail for kiddies. So it has a lot to offer.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. I have been over there myself. Yeah. And it's got a bit of history, isn't it? It's also the home of Plotlands. Could you tell us about Plotlands?
Yeah, the Plotlands, I mean, its original cause, if you can call it cause, or beginning, was at the end of the 1800s until the 1900s, when the area was actually farmed. And there was a farm recession due to cheap imports from American grain and that sort of thing. There was a slump in farming.
Right.
And the land was purchased by investment companies who subsequently sold it off in small plots.
Okay.
For weekend getaways for, as it turned out, mainly sort of East End of Londoners, dockers and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And that's how it started. And it gradually grew. And between the two wars, it accelerated. And just after the Second World War, it became a thriving sort of shanty town, if you like.
Okay, yeah.
But they did have their own sort of little shop, and even had a police station.
Wow.
But the roads were atrocious.
Okay.
And nobody says anything about the sewage, of course.
Oh, blimey, no. And, of course, people sort of built their own bungalows on
it. Oh, absolutely,
there,
yeah. And some of them were quite well built in the end.
Yeah. And there's at least one remaining,
well,
isn't there?
Well, there's one called The Haven, which unfortunately is closed at the moment due to safety concerns.
Okay.
But you can, strangely, where the Basildon urban sprawl borders a reserve, in one or two of the streets there, you can see what were obviously original Plotland bungalows.
Okay.
And you can tell that from the sort of shape of the front doors and the leaded lights in the front doors and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They've been extended beyond all recognition.
Right.
But you can still see that vestige of the old Plotlands there.
Okay, they've got their own style.
Yeah, and it was a vast area, not just the Plotlands immediate to the centre, but extended right across Langdon Hills.
Right.
Into what they call Monkswood, extended to the north of the A127.
Okay.
Or even vestiges of it at Crays Hill near Wickford and Burstead.
Yeah.
And in fact, the Plotlands phenomena extended right into Essex and even up into Suffolk, I think.
Okay.
But the Plotlands is the last remaining vestige of it.
Okay.
We can see the outline of the old houses and the foundations and that sort of thing.
Well,
so from that point of view, it's of historical interest, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you get involved in all this? what happened?
What happened? Well, if you'd like to go back 40-odd years.
Right, yeah.
I joined the Trust.
Okay.
And then shortly after that, we moved to Brentwood area and became involved in it on a minor way, on a volunteer basis. It was a much smaller organisation then and basically volunteer run. But as it grew, I did more and more. When I retired, I did more and more. So I eventually joined the local group committee.
Okay.
Became involved in the plant sale about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I took over its running. It used to be held at Thorndon.
Right.
But then COVID intervened.
Okay.
And whereas Thorndon Park is a county park and the Trust just has the franchise to run the centre, at Dunton, we actually own the reserve.
Ah, right.
So I wanted to get down there so I could get involved in our own sort of reserve and that sort of thing.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm what they call a meeter and greeter down there. Oh. One of these fancy modern names.
Well, you're very personable, so I'm sure that works
Thank
well.
You very much. And I'm learning about the Plottons all the time, actually.
Oh, good.
And this interview is quite good because I've had to sit down and do a lot of revision.
Oh, well done. Now, you mentioned the local group there. That's the Brentwood, is it?
Brentwood and Billericay local group. It's
Of the Essex Wildlife Trust. Yeah. Yeah.
There are several groups over the county. Ours is probably one of the most active, and we've got a very active committee at the moment, even with two younger members on it that we've just...
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, excellent.
And we hold regular evening meetings at Shenfield Parish Hall.
Okay.
Which are all donation. And we hold walks, and we've got some walks coming up.
Yeah.
And obviously things like the Plant Sale, which are fundraisers. We've just had a very successful quiz night at the Barzor Club.
I know. I was there.
You were there?
Yeah.
What, in the quiz?
In the quiz, yes.
Oh,
and
I
have to say, it wasn't the easiest quiz in the world for me.
Well, can I say it was set by a school teacher?
Oh, well, but no, it was very good. We had a very good evening.
Well, we thought it was a good venue. Yeah, yeah. Prior to that, we'd always held it at Shenfield Parish Hall, but this was much more cosy and comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Plus, you had the food laid on.
And a lot of people were at that.
We had 125 participants.
Yeah, yeah, really, really.
And we raised
quiz.
About £1,000.
Fantastic.
And that, or most of it, has gone to a trust appeal for a reserve at Danbury, the fir tree appeal. So we like to let people know where their money has gone, because we consider any money we get from local members as their money.
Absolutely.
And they
yeah.
should know what's yes. happening to it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very good, very good. So that raised a lot of money. You're hoping to raise a lot of money with your plant sale as well, aren't you? Tell us all about that.
Well, the plant sale started probably in the early 80s in a small fashion at one of the very first open days at our Worley Reserve.
Right.
But it sort of was intermittent. And then a chap called Bill Tidmus took it over, and he started holding regular ones at our Hanningfield Centre. Mm-hmm. And then it was transferred to Thorndon, where I joined it, because I've got a history in gardening and landscaping anyway.
Right.
And I took over about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Well, more than that, 12, if you count COVID.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is my 10th one.
Okay, very good.
And last year it raised, on the 3 days, it raised about £1,700,
£1,800. Wow.
Plus we get ancillary sales from the evening meetings and other odd stores on there I do.
Yeah.
So it raised about £2,000 last year.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so where do all these plants come from?
Well, that's getting more difficult.
Right.
There were sort of some regular suppliers, just normal gardeners. But I do have two enthusiast gardeners who've got big gardens, and I get a lot of stuff from them.
Oh, wow.
And I still get some local stuff, but you'll find me lurking about in the cheap section of the garden centres and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, if I can find
a pot bound
herbaceous perennials, I can split up into four, and they're only costing me £2.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I do that, and also propagate a lot myself as well. So
right, okay.
Basically, that's where it comes from, yeah.
So, I mean, are you asking for donations of plants?
Absolutely, and we're a bit short of donations this year.
Okay. So
it's getting a bit late to actually dig up herbaceous stuff and that, but it's still viable in some situations.
Right. So if anyone out there would like to donate some plants in this very good cause, how can they do that?
I just don't contact me.
Okay.
You can give them my details
at
the end, or you can drop the stuff off at the Langdon Centre.
Okay.
Just mention who it's for, what the plants are.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you've timed it pretty well, just as people are preparing their gardens for the summer ahead. So what are the dates and times? When's it all happening?
Well, the dates, it's 25th, 26th and 27th of May, and the times are from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
The centre closes at 5, but we need an hour and that to tidy up, because we have to take some of the plants into a secure yard at the back and that sort of thing.
Right.
So say roughly from 10 to... To four.
Yeah. Okay, lovely. And I suppose it depends on what you get donated, but can you give us some idea of the range of plants that are likely to be on offer?
You're right, actually. Yes, it varies quite significantly from year to year, but this year we've got a lot of herbaceous stuff.
Right.
Not much bedding at the moment, but it's always difficult to tell because stuff comes in at the last minute.
Okay.
And not many stuff. I've got a lot of strawberries, if anybody's interested.
Right, okay, yeah.
I've got more shrubs this year as well.
Right.
Which is interesting. And we've got things like, I've got a couple of splendid yuccas in big pots, for instance, and things like that. So you get the oddball specimen plant come in and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's very varied, quite honestly. And I try to get... some more unusual stuff in for the plant enthusiasts and that sort of thing.
Very good. So you mentioned a couple of your donators earlier on. Have you got any regular donators you'd like to give a mention to, give them a shout out?
Well, the whole problem is, you probably realise, Bob, is general data protection.
Okay.
And I don't feel I'm justified in giving names out without their permission.
Oh, fair enough.
And I haven't sort of approached them about that, you know. They probably wouldn't mind in actual fact, but we had the trust is particularly cautious in that respect.
Oh, fair enough.
So I have to bear that in mind.
No, that's
fine. Okay.
I haven't actually got your contact details in front of me, but I will put them on the website later on. Yeah. Would you like to give them out now?
Yeah, my telephone number. I'll give you my landline because being old, that's the one I mainly use.
Okay.
So it's Brentwood, which is 01277, and that's 231305. And my email address is Chainbridge. That's Chainbridge 1009@gmail.com.
Lovely. All right. Well, of course, we'll put all that up on the Phoenix FM website later on. So, and you'll be able to listen back to our conversation as well. So the plant sale is being held from the 25th to the 27th of May. I think you said 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That's correct, yes.
At Langdon Nature Discovery Park, and that's on Lower Dunton Road, Basildon, SS16 6EB. So good luck with the sale, John. Hope you raise loads of money for the park, and thanks for coming in.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
That's John Allen.